It's time to talk about Las Vegas with Ira. Each week, Ira David Sternberg talks with the celebrities, entertainers, writers, and personalities who make Las Vegas the most exciting city in the world. And now, here's Ira.
My guest today is powerhouse performer Travis Klor. He's best known as longest-running Frankie Valli and the Tony and Grammy Award-winning smash hit Jersey Boys, with more than 2,200 performances under his belt. Imagine that, 2,200 performances. He's bringing his remarkable voice and the unforgettable Frankie Valli songbook to the Access Showroom at Aliente Casino on Saturday, October 18th. So for tickets, head to aliente.boydgaming.com. And to keep up with all things Travis, music, shows, and more, you visit travisklor.com, and you can follow him on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. And Travis, welcome back to the show. It's been too long.
Hey, how are you, man?
Doing well, doing well. You look exactly the same. I've aged about 100 years. I think it's because you're a performer and you just had no of those secrets that nobody tells anybody.
I pickle myself every night, I think. That's what I'm trying to do. So,
Well, this is exciting because I know that this is a chance for you to, in a sense, go solo without the ensemble, in a sense, although you have some interesting people performing with you, musicians, sure, and your musical director as well, which we can talk about. So I think the most important thing, the question is for you, how do you retain your identity as Travis at the same time you're performing these wonderful songs from Frankie Valli?
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, I just had the amazing fortune to be a part of Jersey Boys on Broadway and in Las Vegas for nearly 10 years of my career. And we closed here in Las Vegas, man, almost 10 years ago. So I guess it stems back to my love for this music is why I'm still doing it. I've always been a big Four Seasons fan. Frankie Valli's voice and his music has always been a huge impact on me and just the music that I listen to, you know. And so to be able to do that in Jersey Boys for so long was so great. And I've been out on the road kind of doing my own thing since then, but also, you know, still, you know, honoring, you know, the Four Seasons song, music. And I put this show together, the Frankie Valli Songbook, to kind of insert myself a little bit into that music. This isn't it's not a tribute in the typical sense of the word. You know, I'm not up imitating Frankie anymore and acting like that I am Frankie. I am just paying homage to this wonderful collection of music that I love so much, and I know that so many people love as well. To put myself into it, to put my little twists on the music and to do them the way that I would, but at the same time, like I said, still stay true to the music and honor that is something that I've really enjoyed doing, and I really can't wait to share it with people.
And you were able to do that when you think about it. You were performing as a character in, obviously, in Jersey Boys. You're bringing, as you said, your own spin and a performance to performing these songs. So I could see it working very well because you have your own unique and distinct personality.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun because not only do I sing this great music, I interweave stories of my time in Jersey Boys, both on stage, backstage, and things that we went through, as well as stories with my friendships with the Four Seasons, with Tommy DeVito and Bob Gaudio, and especially Frankie, of course. And so it's a look behind the scenes, and then you get these wonderful songs. And I've, like you mentioned, I got an amazing band that's going to be with me, and I'm just really excited about it. I have a lot of fun doing it.
Tell us about Robbie Robinson.
Yeah, Robbie and I have been friends for a while now. We obviously met, you know, in the Four Seasons world. Robbie is Frankie Valli's musical director, and he has been with him for, I think, almost 47 years now. So he knows this music inside and out. He's been on the road with Frankie. He's done everything with Frankie for almost 50 years now. And Robbie and I have met through the Jersey Boys world and have become really, really wonderful friends. He's called me up for some gigs to go sing with him on some things. I call him up to see if he'll be able to play with me. And he's been able to sit in with me on a couple of these performances of the Frankie Valli Songbook. And he's going to be there again at Aliente with me and the rest of the band. Just giving that energy to make this so authentic, you know, to have him on stage with me playing this music and singing it with him is just, it just takes things to another level. So I'm really happy that he's going to be there.
I think it's also, it's not just the technical stuff that he contributes and the history, but the, I don't want to overdo the word, but the soul of it as well, because he's been.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. He's lived and breathed and soaked up this music for almost his whole career, you know? And I remember the first time I did the show with him, we were looking at the charts and everything, and he was talking to the band, and a couple of the guys were reading the music. You know, all the notes are right. Everything is absolutely correct.
Technically correct.
But when you have someone like Robbie there, he's like, okay, you're playing it right. Now just play it with this vibe. Play those same notes, but just think of it differently. And that's the groove that we're going for. So not many people get those inside looks at all those tiny little intricacies that make it so special.
Does it require, I don't think for you, but for the musicians, does it require that much rehearsal because you live and breathe this music? Even though you're bringing your own interpretation, it's still, the technical aspect of it is still in your DNA at this point after all these years.
Yeah, it depends, I guess, on, you know, if I get the same players to do multiple shows. If we have a new player come in, you know, we'll of course give them time to sit with the music and rehearse it as much as they need to. We're lucky to have great players that can just sit down, look at this music, and knock it out of the park.
Mm-hmm. When was the first time, and I'm sure you remember it, when was the first time you met Frankie Valli?
The first time I met Frankie, I was in Jersey Boys on Broadway, and I was actually the understudy for the role of Frankie Valli at the time. And it was a Saturday afternoon where we had two shows. We had a matinee at 2 o'clock and then another performance at 8 o'clock. And I came down from my dressing room and I was leaving after the matinee to go get some lunch. And I walked by the stage manager's office and Frankie was in there talking with the stage manager. And I got a little fangirled at the moment. I'm not going to lie, but he was very great. And he continues to be so gracious with his time to me and his stories. And I've had the pleasure of seeing him at concert here in town recently. And he always calls me out from stage and we always get to go backstage and say hi to him after the show. So it's a really a big honor to be able to call him friend and to continue to share this incredible music that I care about so deeply.
Does he have funny feelings about the fact that he's still alive and performing? And there's been this show about him and the Four Seasons on Broadway in Las Vegas for all these years.
Yeah.
Has he ever expressed to you that he feels not awkward, that's probably not the term, but just unusual because it's a tribute to him and the guys, mm-hmm. but the time he's here. So it's not like...
Yeah, you know, that's an interesting
like a
question.
Universe, almost.
Yeah, I don't know how I would personally react to it. I know that he has told me that Jersey Boys is probably the best thing that's ever happened to his career, to be honest. Just because, you know, they had wonderful success throughout their career before the show. And I mean, they were inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. You name it, they've done it. But this particular show brought his music and just everything that the Four Seasons gave to the world of American music and just opened it up to a completely brand new generation and audience. So it took them from here and it just skyrocketed them. So I think that he feels okay about it.
So because you were able to, with all the years performing at Jersey Boys, you were able to, I think, get feedback from all the principals involved and you integrate that into your show. Again, it's going to be at the Aliante Casino on Saturday, October 18th. You're able to integrate their feedback in terms of your interaction with them, not just professionally, but just personally. And that would add a certain element to your performance.
100%. You know, like I said, I take all those stories of my time talking to the guys and, you know, sitting down with Frankie and saying, okay, we're going through this when this song came out, or sitting with Bob Gaudio saying, okay, this is how I intended this song when I wrote it, how I wanted it to be sung. So let's go through it again and maybe sing it with a different vibe. You know, that's how it was when I was in the show. They were very specific how they wanted things to sound, very specific. And as an actor, that's wonderful. You're getting all this information straight from the source. And that's not something that you get a lot of, especially from a Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, about how to sing his music. With the Frankie Valli songbook, I can take a few more liberties vocally, but I still try to stay true to that sound. And one way that I've done that is I've taken that incredible Four Seasons sound, not just Frankie Valli's vocals, but that sound that the Four Seasons had, that harmony build where all their voices were like that. And along with the band playing to the music, you're going to hear other voices coming over the track. I took all those voices, all those harmony parts, and recorded them myself. So it's like singing with four other of me with every one of these songs. But I tried to stay true to that sound with those harmonies. I would listen to their records and pick out the different harmonies, and then I would record them with the tracks. And I'm really, really excited and proud of how it turned out, because it sounds wonderful. It feels wonderful. And I know that people have a great time every time I've done it. So
it's almost like Frankie Valli and the Four Travises.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely.
That's pretty good that you were able to do that from a production standpoint.
Yeah, because I knew that, you know, when people think of a Frankie Valli show, they don't think of just Frankie Valli, you know. So I thought to myself, okay, how could I do this by myself to do what I wanted to do to honor this music? And I said, well, I have to include that sound. I have to include those harmonies. So that's why I did
it. But you're bringing your own harmonies to it. It's not.
Yeah, exactly. There's a few spots where I throw in my own vibe. But a lot of the harmonies are straight off of their records or live recordings and that kind of thing.
Yeah, no, that's a great idea. When you first thought of the idea, and you've been touring and performing this show, the Frankie Valli Songbook, mm-hmm. was it tough for you to, or maybe it wasn't tough, you just decide to use all of their hits in the show? In other words, are you going to leave any out, or are you going to incorporate it all, or do you have to pick and choose?
I had to pick and choose. There's too many. Right. You know, even when we did Jersey Boys, I tell this story in the show. There's a page in the playbill, and at the title of that page is the ones that didn't make it. And it's all these hits, song after song, that they didn't have time to put into the show. So building my show, the Frankie Valli Songbook, it's kind of the same way. You know, I get 90 minutes is a good point for a show like this. So to try to squeeze them all in, there just isn't enough room. But the good point is now I can make the show different every time and take this song out, put this song in, and move things around that way.
It's a great idea.
Yeah.
If I had to nail you down, in terms of, I'm sure you've been asked this question over the years, I've never asked it of you that I can think of. If you had to pick your favorite Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons song, which would it be?
Man, that's a tough one.
Maybe the top three. Maybe that'd be easier for you.
I'll give you my top three. I think the first one that really sucked me into them was Walk Like a Man. So that's definitely on my list. Can't Take My Eyes Off You has been a song that long before I knew I wanted to be on stage as a performer is a song that I was drawn to like a magnet, because it's such a wonderful song in so many ways. It's written so gorgeously. The arrangement's beautiful. The lyrics, it's just everything about it. Another big Frankie Valli solo hit that I've really grown to love, especially doing this show and putting it together, is Swearing to God. It's just got that funky, groovy 70s vibe that just, I love it so much. And I use that song in my show as kind of a band feature. We just stretch it out and just, you know, saxophone, take a solo, guitar, you take a solo, keyboards, take a solo. So I think those three are probably near the top of that list, if not at the top.
I want to point out, too, for those watching and listening that are not in Las Vegas and are not going to be here for your performance on October 18th at Aliante Casino, they can go to your website if they're interested in having you perform, because you're touring with us as well. So if you just go to travelcore.com, you can get information on that. I always struggled with this and the appeal of Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. It was a combination to me of the talent of the group and the production behind it. Mm. So when you hear it, and in those days there was a thing called radio, and you would hear it on radio, And that was a joke, but nobody laughed so much. That's okay. But when you would hear the song initially, there was the combination to me of the production value, the unique production value, the sound, if you will, and the voices and performance of Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons.
Yeah, that you're so right with that. I think one of the reasons why they hit people over the head the way they did is because of the production of their records and the way that they sounded coming over the airwaves. Their producer, a guy named Bob Crewe, who was always called the Fifth Season, who was detrimental in helping them develop that sound. Not only did he do that, he co-wrote almost every single one of their hits. So they had, you know, these four guys, the group, and then they had this fifth guy.
I think the word you used, though, wait a second. I think you said detrimental, which I don't think is the word you want.
Detrimental. Instrumental. That's the one I meant.
Yeah, I just wanted to correct it for the record.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Bob Crewe was instrumental in developing their sound and making their hits just sound so powerful and grab people just by the ears and shake their heads. And I've kind of taken some of that love of the production of the music and put that into my show with like what we were talking about earlier with the different background vocals, because I want people to have that reaction as well when they see my show. I want them to not just hear these wonderfully written songs, but that sound, because I know how I felt when I first heard that sound. And I really want to stay true to that and share that with people as well.
And you probably heard it the first time in Kansas.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That is exactly right.
You're no longer in Kansas, Travis.
Yeah.
You've been on Broadway in Las Vegas and you're touring. And
that's right.
Yeah. It has to be a somewhat of an interesting loop. I have to go back to this again, because at your age, hearing Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, then you go to Broadway, then you meet Frankie Valli, then you become friends with Frankie and all the other guys, with Tommy and everybody else. And you mature and you grow as an artist, and you're still connected to these people. That's got to be an interesting arc of life.
Yeah, it is. You know, sometimes I sit back and I think about all those things you just said, you know, starting out by listening to this music and thinking to myself as a young guy, you know, oh, this would be so much fun just to sing all the time, you know, and then seeing this show open on Broadway and to be able to get cast in it, it was really a pinch me, dream come true kind of thing. You know, not only to be on Broadway, but to be on Broadway with this show. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, to meet Frankie and to continue to sing this music. And it's just something that I just don't get tired of. You know, it's so rewarding to do. And I see people's faces and I talk to them after shows and people say, oh man, I remember where I was the first time I heard Sherry. And, you know, I danced with my wife for Can't Take My Eyes Off You at our wedding. And so to be able to bring those memories back to people through music is just something that I cherish. And I'm so very proud to be a part of.
You actually answered, even though I haven't asked it, but you in a way answered the question I was going to bring up, which is how you keep from getting jaded performing the same songs nightly over a long period of time. But clearly you have, to me, a very appreciative nature of what you're doing, and that keeps you jaded or bored.
I do. Doing Jersey Boys for so long, you know, I'm not going to lie, it was hard. It was probably the hardest job that I've ever done as a singer, to be able to have to show up night after night on any given night and sing this music to audiences that are extremely familiar with how it's supposed to sound, you know, and to be able to deliver that, it was hard. It was a lot of, you know, living like a priest and just really, really taking care of myself. And, I mean, there were times, you know, I would do a scene in the show and then I'd get off stage with no recollection of what I just did on stage. You know, your mind can wander, but it's that discipline of an actor that makes you pull back from those moments and stay present and to continue to deliver an authentic performance. It's a little easier now that I'm doing this show for a couple of reasons. I get to do it how I want to do it. and B, you know, they're a little bit more spread out than doing it 8 shows a week, night after night, week after week. So,
right. Yeah, no, it's special when you do it once and maybe you perform in another city.
Sure.
After, it's not night after night after night. After
yeah.
Night. Because no matter how great something is, it's you struggle to keep it from becoming routine, which is.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And every actor that does a long running show will tell you the same thing. But again, that's where the discipline of being a professional and an artist kind of has to step in and take over. So
as a fanboy, are you inviting Frankie to see the performance?
I haven't, you know, I know that he's very busy and because he's still on the road. I mean, he's never going to stop being out on the road. So I try to give him his space and you know, be in touch with him. I haven't invited him to the show yet. I mean, I would love for him to come. So Frankie, if you're listening, come on.
Are you also going to, if not for, distribution publicly, are you going to record it for yourself? So you have a record of it? Meaning not just recording audio, but the whole performance visually as well.
Yeah, I definitely like it. It's on the list of things to do for sure.
Okay. The last time you were on, you had a CD out called Setting the Standard. Are you looking at recording more these days?
Yeah, that was an oldie but a goodie. I remember that one. I've recorded a few albums since then. I've got my holiday record that I did probably maybe a couple of years after our interview. And that's one of my favorite projects that I've worked on. It's fully orchestrated. It's got all the bells and whistles that'll make the holiday special. Right before the pandemic, I recorded an album of original music with my good buddy and fellow Las Vegas headliner, Frankie Marino. And it's got a few songs that he wrote, most of the songs he wrote, a couple that I wrote, and a couple that we wrote together. And really proud of that record. But yeah, I'm still writing. And when I find the time, I'm going to put all this stuff down and continue to make some stuff that people can enjoy.
Well, you're a father, so you're never going to have enough time to do everything.
True that. Absolutely, man.
Can they get the albums on your website?
Yeah, absolutely. They can find all that information on traviscooler.com, or you can pop on any of your streaming services if you just want to stream it. On my website, you can get autographed hard copies. So it's all right there for you.
Okay, good. Excellent. Well, when you put together the show, and again, you're looking at, you know, a legendary performer, a legendary group. It's, as you say, they started at one level, which was very high. And then when Jersey Boys came out, they were brought out even higher in terms of public awareness and appreciation. When this is my corny question for the day. Do you find yourself carrying it as a responsibility to the legacy of Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons and Jersey Boy when you perform?
Yeah, I
not
do.
To
really you
think
know
about it. Perhaps that maybe is the best.
No. That's a great question. I do. You know, because again, it always comes back to I know what this music means to people. I know what it has meant to me, not just as a listener, but someone who has had the fortune to make a career and a living singing this music. So it's professionally, it means the world to me. So yeah, it's an honor to continue to do this. And I feel very fortunate to still be able to do it.
Have you ever done this? I know that we talk about if you try to deconstruct a joke, you can never find out why it's funny. If you try to, it's like operating on a type of thing. Have you ever tried to deconstruct any of the songs to see what it is that emotionally connects with people, whether it's the beat, the production, the voices, all of it together, something else we haven't thought of yet? Have you ever done that?
Yeah, I do. I look at, you know, for example, Can't Take My Eyes Off You. Why is it such a great song? And I've had the pleasure of talking with Bob Gaudio about how it was written. And to look at these different ways that all this magic just came together. You have these beautiful lyrics that were written by Bob Crewe and these wonderful pieces of music that Bob Gaudio wrote. He wrote 3 different pieces of music for that song. And when he was writing them, he didn't think that, you know, I'm writing this hit song with all these things together. he was sitting down at three different writing sessions and came up with three different melodies and three different themes and didn't really know what to do with them. So he just kind of put them on the shelf for a little while. And then Bob Crewe came in one day and said, "Hey, I've got these lyrics. Take a look at them and see, you know, what you can do with them." And so Bob ended up taking those three different pieces of music and putting them to "Can't Take My Eyes Off You." And it starts with the chorus or the verses, which are, yeah, da 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 da. That's the first piece. And then it goes into the horn break. Ba da do da 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 da. That's the second piece of music. And then it goes into the famous chorus. I love you, baby. And if it's quite all right. Three different pieces of music written at three different times, put together with these beautiful lyrics and magic.
It is magic. It's funny how you, I like the way you explained that. I didn't realize that came from three different pieces of music.
Yeah.
Just a shout out, but you mentioned Bob Crewe, for those who in the audience who may know Bob Crewe Generation, which is another thing he's known for.
Oh yeah, absolutely. So,
when you go out on stage, do you also utilize at all, or is it not necessary for your upcoming performance again, October 18th at Aliante Casino? The Frankie Valli songbook, do you utilize visual effects? What I mean by visual effects, it's almost standard these days, but maybe not. Footage of Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons performing?
Yeah, I do have a visual element. Depending on venues, you know, some venues have beautiful big LED screens on stage. Some might have side screens. Some don't have anything at all. I've got different versions of the show that I could do depending on where I'm doing it. I do show wonderful graphics that I put together for each song. I do have some behind the scenes stuff as well. And I try to make that visual element just as good as the musical element is, you know, as well. So when I have all the bells and whistles, I'm ready to use all the bells and whistles.
Before I let you go, what do you want people to take away from the show? Because again, this is different. This is not Jersey Boys. This is not just a collection of Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons.
Yeah,
who is performing his interpretation of these great hits.
Yeah, I'm very proud, as you mentioned, to say that I'm the longest running actor to play the role of Frankie Valli in the show's history, not only in the country but worldwide. You know, I did the role for just about 10 years. And to continue to be able to share this music means the world to me. I'm so grateful that I get to do it still and that I can do it still, because it's not the easiest thing to do. It might look easy, it might sound easy, but it is not easy.
Right.
So I'm very grateful that I have that.
So what you're saying is you're still living like a monk and just taking care of yourself.
Yes, I'm stuck in my little room here and I never leave. This is it. I've got the humidifiers and it's just this room. Yeah. So, well, yeah, the what you see on the screen isn't, you know, Zoom filtering things out. That's actually humidifying smoke that I just filled this room with.
Well, that's a great way to leave it. My guest has been Travis Clore. He's bringing the unforgettable Frankie Valli songbook to the Access Showroom at Aliante Casino on Saturday, October 18th. For tickets, head out to aliante.boydgaming.com. And for everything about Travis, music, schedule, records, shows, etc., visit travisclore.com. And you can follow him on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. And Travis, thanks for being on the show again. Don't make it.
I appreciate you, man. Let's not wait another 9 or so years to do this again, yeah, shall we?
I think you're right. See you next time.
You got it, man.
You've been listening to Talk About Las Vegas with Ira. Each week, Ira David Sternberg talks with the celebrities, entertainers, writers, and personalities who make Las Vegas the most exciting city in the world. Yeah.